from the book of Daniel, chapter 4, and verse number 30. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Here in Daniel chapter 4, we see Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and Nebuchadnezzar seeks for his wise men and counsel to interpret the dream. They cannot, and he remembers Daniel, filled with the precious Holy Spirit, with the gift of interpreting dreams. And Daniel interprets the dream as Nebuchadnezzar, ruler of the known civilizations of the world, as Nebuchadnezzar, head and risen up with an empire, and Nebuchadnezzar that shall be chopped down to the ground if he does not have mercy on the poor and begins to live a life of righteousness as king and ruler. Nebuchadnezzar has months to reflect on this interpretation, and at the end of a year, God is gracious to give him time to repent, time to reflect, and instead he states the words that we read in verse 30. Throughout this chapter, in chapter 4, he uses repeatedly the word I. Throughout this chapter, he uses repeatedly the word my and mine. He reflects on the very trap that many have fallen into, the sin of pride, and begins to believe in himself and the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. Proverbs chapter 16 teaches that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Nebuchadnezzar, as part of his chastisement, as part of his judgment, he begins to eat grass as an oxen. His hair grow like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Nebuchadnezzar is like many today that believe that they are in charge of their life, and they begin to say statements like, "This is my house, this is my job, this is my money, these are my children, this is my company, this is my business, this is my body, and I can do whatever I want to do. I can say whatever I want to say. I can go wherever I want to go. I'm grown. Leave me alone." Individuals who have this kind of disposition and mindset, attitude, are going to fall into destruction. For the Bible states that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. They forget that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They forget that the scripture teaches to present your body a living sacrifice. Nebuchadnezzar learned his lesson and was restored after 7 years of being humbled. Individuals today need to reflect on how God is the source of all that is good and righteous, and that they have the strength to go out and work and make a living, that God has provided for them the opportunity to have a quality of life and to begin to give thanks unto God, knowing that he's allowed them to be able to have food, clothing, and shelter. Individuals today are getting caught up in materialism, possessions, thinking that they are the ones who have developed a business, produced a household, obtained material things, which instead the scripture teaches it is the Lord which giveth thee power to obtain wealth. And we today should fall on our knees and give God the glory for the opportunity to have a quality of life that will give God the glory as we represent Him in word, thought, and deed. Individuals today are reminded of this particular story in Daniel chapter 4, which is echoed in principle in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.